Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 111 to 118. Delight in reading and meditating on God's word. Psalms 112 verse 1 tells us this: Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Psalms 111 and 112 begin each phrase with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet and is referred to as an acrostic. Psalms 112 is a wisdom psalm and generally regarded as an exposition of Psalms 111 verse number 10, presenting the happiness of those who fear and obey God and contrasting the fate of the ungodly. The psalm connects blessings to the covenant obedience through reading and meditating on God's word, which involved not only worship of the Lord, but also attention to the needs of those around him who were suffering deprivation and persecution. Psalms 112 starts with declaring a person blessed or divine favored who does two things. One, fears God, and two, delights in reading and meditating God's word. We need to understand that belief determines behavior. And that is why it is so important to have a true view of God, which is obtained only from His Word. When we have a true view of God, our lives will prioritize in doing the things that please God. When we please God, He will reward us with seven great blessings that are listed in Psalms 112. 1. Our children will be blessed. 2. We will enjoy abundance of wealth and prosperity. 3. We will bless others with what we have. 4. We will not be distressed when calamities happen in our lives. 5. We will help the poor and the downtrodden. 6. We will be honored among people, and this honor will last beyond our lifetime. And 7. Our enemies will envy us but will not be able to bring us down. A good example in the Bible who experienced all these blessings is Job, whose life reflected all the above blessings even though he went through tragic situations in his life. Let us delight in reading and meditating on God's word every day. If we do that, we can also be assured of stability and strength, fruitfulness and endurance. And to summarize, there will be prosperity in our lives. Psalms 1 verses 1 to 3 reads like this: Blessed is a man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also will not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.